Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
Today, I would like for you to do something different. Now, we just finished the week of Easter. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus and the salvation he offered to all. But I would like to go back to that terrible Friday when he was still on the cross. I would like to try and see that day through the eyes of Jesus. The account that we find in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, does a pretty good job of that. Mark's account is short and to the point. Verse 22 tells us they brought Jesus to Golgotha. Verse 23 says they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he refused it. And verse 24 simply says they nailed him to the cross. Now, the rest of the account in the Gospel of Mark focuses on people that gathered around the cross. Mark's view is not the view of the crowd looking at Jesus, but rather the view from the cross itself looking at the crowd. First, there's a man named Simon who was pulled out of the crowd to carry the cross. His plans were interrupted. His day was ruined. You know, there's many people today who are resentful that God should ever change their plans, should ever interrupt what they have scheduled to happen. Next, we see the soldiers. The soldiers are there to do a job. They didn't care about the people they were killing. These soldiers stand forever as an example of those calloused individuals who have no interest in the great story of the cross. There are also passers-by, priests, and two men on the other cross. They all ridiculed Jesus and his teaching. Last, we found some women. Only two are mentioned here, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. But verse 41 says, many other women were there. You know, part of the good news that all of these people who hated Jesus that day, every one of them are welcome to come back. Jesus paid the penalty for them too. So our lesson for today is, no matter who you are, what kind of life you've lived, God is here for you today. Will you come today?
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.